This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you over to me, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. We'll tell you what's the latest going on with Hurricane Florence as it appears to be barreling towards the Carolinas. We're also finding out that cancer is going to kill 10 million of us this year, a report estimates. Now, that's worldwide, but we have not really, put the nail in the coffin on cancer yet. You think of the year 2018 would be a lot closer to where we should be. Zimbabwe has declared a state of emergency after a cholera outbreak. I call it cholera, but cholera is how everybody pronounces it. It's already claimed 20 lives. We'll talk about that. Apparently older adults are really hitting the marijuana, and a lot of people are growing their own plants. There's, I guess, an art to growing your own marijuana plants. Olivia Newton-John had revealed that her husband has been growing marijuana plants in their Santa Barbara home because you're allowed to. I think, depending on the state, you're allowed to grow marijuana plants if you live a certain number of miles from a dispensary. And so, and he's making her tinctures of cannabis oil to help her with the pain of fighting the cancer. But, you know, marijuana use isn't just a kid thing. So, we're seeing more and more adults go to it. Why? These e-cigs and Juuls, are being used in epidemic proportions, and we don't really see an end to sight. Do we need government to take over and, you know, get in the way of private, I was going to say private practice. They already did. Government did get in the way of private practice. Can I just say that? But in terms of capitalism and private industry, or should the FDA, let, I guess, nature take its course? Well, from what we understand, the FDA has already given Juul a warning that they have 60 days to prove that it could keep its e-cigs away from kids. And you want to know what? I'm not opposed to that. I think that's pretty damn good. I'm going to talk a little bit about fungi. We got fungus among us, a lot of fungus. And apparently there's some real good uses for it, not just, you know, growing in our toes. Flu season is starting. We're already hearing people have flu. Could talk a little bit about that, get you guys ready for the flu season, because it's just something we talk about. It's flu. We're going to be talking about that for months. So just start, you know, getting educated on it so you sound really, really smart at work. Monkeypox. This rare infection has surfaced in the UK. We'll talk to you about that. We'll also talk about dairy. A lot of people are saying, I've cut dairy, you got to get rid of whole fat milk. Well, now there's a study saying whole fat milk may actually be healthier than we think. Europeans are living longer, according to the World Health Organization, but they smoke too much. And then we have something called the vampire facial. Have you guys heard about this? Where they rub blood all over the face, or they inject blood into their face? So as you can see, we got a very busy day in the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I was back in New York City. This was right before the September 11th memorials. I was there for a bar mitzvah. And my little nephew, Chewy, oh, he crushed it. He was awesome. But it was very interesting because I was in one of these temples, Chabad. It's an Orthodox temple where the women had to be separated from the men. And I've been to temples like this. I've been to temples. And, I'm okay with that. You know, I know everybody thinks I'm a feminist. I'm not a feminist. I'm not. I love being a woman, and I love the I love how women are different than men. and men are different than women. And I love the differences in, I like looking at the differences of people and the uniqueness and the identifying factors. I think that stuff is kind of cool. And so, you know, women being separated from men isn't so much a sexist thing, which a lot of people think. Basically, I believe it's to eliminate distraction. Now, there's a lot of different interpretations why women have to be separated from men during the prayer. And maybe in the olden days, it was, well, the men had to do the prayer. And, you know, the women and the children, you know, women had to kind of keep the children away so the men could do their real serious praying. And, maybe that's not the most modern way of thinking back then. But women were supposed to pray, too. The Bible never said women don't pray. Even kids. Maybe kids don't do all the rituals that the adults do, but we're all supposed to pray. So it was never about men praying and women not praying. But women being separated from men, to be honest, and again, this isn't something anybody wants to admit, but I remember when I was younger, I would be looking around the synagogue and I would be checking out the guys. It's something that nobody really wants to admit, but it happens. Happens in church too. You look around, somebody smiles, you smile back. Even if you're married or whatever, you still socialize. And you shouldn't be socializing with each other. You should be praying. Now, I was worried that if I sat with a bunch of women, then it would be like social crazy, you know? Because when I'm with my husband, he doesn't talk. We just pray. We do our prayer. Maybe there's an occasional burp or gas expulsion. But other than that, we're pretty quiet folk when we pray. So I was worried that if I sat with the women, there'd be a lot of talking. There'd be a lot of giggling, cackling. No. And in fact, this is what's funny. My kids said they could hear me. And I'm the only one they could hear. My son said, yeah, we kept hearing somebody go, dee! And I'm like, okay, that wasn't me. He's like, nobody else goes, dee! Well, it's because, you know, my nephew was up there. He was doing a good job. I was like, dee! I guess the men heard that. The men also heard somebody go, yee-haw! Okay, that's me too. Sorry, that was me too. Okay, because, you know, he did something really good. He said the note right. He said the word right. I was like, yee-haw, yee! And so apparently, all these misconceptions I had about sitting on the women's side of temple, okay, were false, and I was the one that actually made the most noise. I was the one that was the most destructive and the most annoying and caused the most commotion. So, I think I like it. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And Daniel, who is working the dials. But Daniel rocks. I know, he is a bop. I thought if he had to work with me, he would like quit in 2 days, but he didn't. He's still there. Well, it's because I did. I took a day or two off for Rosh Hashanah, so... Yeah, that's what I think. I you know what? Let me just go off track for a second here. You know, I'm not the easiest person to work with. I'm not. And it's not because I'm stupid. I mean, I okay. Maybe I'm not the most, maybe not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm maybe not the most smart with a lot of things, but for the most part, I get it. I get it. Okay? And when I think I get it and I got something, I'm like, I got it. I got it. I got it. Leave me alone. I got this. Let me do it myself so I could learn. That's the type of learner I am. I can't have somebody sit there and teach me and say, do it this way. I have to figure it out for myself, do it with my hands, and make it work. That's just how I learn. And one of my sons is like that, too. And so some people will say, I want you to do it this way. I want you to do it my way. And it just doesn't, it doesn't stick. And some people think I'm a control freak. Trust me, I'm not a control freak. Okay? You guys see my hair. Okay, I can't control anything. I can't even control my kids. But when it comes to doing a task, I'm like, I need to digest it. I need to excrete it like urine or poop. And then I can understand it. And so that's what I do. Every time I take, and that was figuratively. That was figuratively. So that's how I get through a task. That's how I do things. I'm like, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. When I teach, same thing. Somebody taught me how to teach a class. And then I was like, okay, I think I got it. But then I just had to kind of change all the slides up and change things around. And then I Dr. Dahlia-ized it. And then it was good. I mean, it was good for me. You know, I'm not going to win no Teacher of the Year award with it. But at least I could get into my own groove. So when you have somebody that you start to work with that's very, very new, people will think that I'm difficult to work with because I got my own groove. And you start to have somebody else get into your groove. It can mess up your groove. It's like, remember when we used to do double jump roping? What was it called? Double Dutch? Right? You needed to jump in. And if somebody decided to change, you know, they got tired and they decided to change their, you know, whoever was holding the jump ropes, that would mess me up. So I'm not, you know, the easiest person when it comes to change. And so, you know, when I heard I got to work with Daniel, I was like, okay, I'm fine with it, but is he going to hate my butt? I mean, because I'm paying the butt. And he hasn't. And I've asked management. In fact, he has not even asked to quit yet. So I think we're good. I think we're good. So Daniel, if you're listening, thank you. I love you. You rock. Okay. So now we're going to talk. He's already gone. He's like, wait, she's not supposed to talk about me on air. All right. Let's talk about these vampire facials. These are stupid. Have you guys heard about these? They're called vampire facials. They're so gosh darn dumb. And apparently there's a spa in New Mexico that had to be shut down by the New Mexico Health Department because somebody, I guess, contracted a bloodborne pathogen while going through a vampire facial. Now, I wrote an article on this, and it's on my website. It's graphic. Okay, some of these pictures are graphic. Not like dirty graphic. We're talking like blood. And apparently Kim Kardashian did this. Now, guys, please. Kim Kardashian may be attractive, but do you really have to do every beauty thing she does? I mean, I understand there's endorsements and, you know, people write articles on you and you get news and you get, and you know, the Kardashians are brilliant in figuring out how to always be in the public eye. So kudos to them. But even she disliked the vampire facial. She said it was the most painful thing ever. So let me walk you guys through what this is. There's two ways to do it. First, it entails you going to a spa and somebody drawing the blood out of you. So it's like getting a blood test done, right? You get a venipuncture. So they go into your vein and they take blood out. Then what they do is they take the blood and they centrifuge it. And when they centrifuge it, they want to separate the blood cells from the serum, the fluid surrounding the blood cells. And so when we centrifuge, we do that to get the serum. And the serum will have these platelets, and we call it platelet-rich plasma. And there are the plasma, I should say it's a plasma, is part of the blood that doesn't have the red blood cells. And so this platelet-rich plasma has kind of been a big popular thing. We'll talk about that. We've been using it for inflammation and muscle injury and tendon injury. So what these spas are claiming to do is take this platelet-rich plasma and inject it back into your face. Now, they may do it with dermal fillers to help with wrinkles and small lines and things like that. Or they will do micro-injections on your face or dermabrasion the face and then take the blood and wipe it on the face. So, I know, this is ridiculous. So, there's a table that draws it out. We collect the blood. The blood goes for a spin, separates the platelets from the rest of the blood. They suck out the lighter part, the platelet-rich plasma, and then they inject it. Now, we worry about any sort of aspiration or venipuncture, taking the blood out and then injecting back in, because those are two times that a bloodborne pathogen or an infection can get in or out. Apparently, somebody got an infection at this, it's called VIP spa. So now customers are being urged to get tested for HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Now, I'm not getting a lot of detail on what the infectious disease was, why they're worried about HIV and hepatitis B and C. Is it because the needles were dirty? Because you could actually inject anything. You could inject bacteria. You can inject anything with, you know, with these needles. However, whenever we do test for needle injuries, and we always test for HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, I would also throw in their syphilis, RPR. So this PRP, this platelet-rich plasma, like I said, is very popular. It's been used by multiple specialties to help speed up tissue healing and tendon injuries, ligament, muscle injuries. They've also been found to reduce inflammation, help with other sorts of injuries. And, you know, there's even been studies looking at hair growth. Apparently, this platelet-rich plasma has been known to help grow hair. Now, that makes me wonder why women would want to put it on their face. I'm not really sure. But Kim Kardashian said this is ridiculous. You'll see her picture. Does not look good. And she said she regretted it because it was the most painful thing ever. But you are going to see more and more of this platelet-rich plasma. You know, we're hearing that it may actually help even osteoarthritis. How much does it cost? Anywhere from $500 to $2,000. That's according to Scientific American. And it's not injecting blood from somebody else. It's your own. It's autologous. So it's your own plasma. It's your own blood that gets centrifuged down. So platelets are the clotting factors, and they play a lot of roles. So they do promote clotting. So if you do bleed, you know, these platelets help stop bleeding. But they also contain proteins that help people heal. And so researchers think that if you inject areas of inflammation or tissue damage with high concentrations of platelets, it can encourage wounds to heal. So with the small blood sample, when you start to centrifuge it down and then you collect and then you take that and you inject it back, you're concentrating. You're not adding somebody else's platelets. Because remember, the blood has its own numbers of platelets, its own concentration of them. But when you actually do an injection of them directly in, now you consolidate and you raise the concentration of it. So, the benefits: hair growth, tissue healing, inflammation reduction. So apparently one study in 2015 in the journal Stem Cells Translational Medicine found that men receiving this PRP treatment grew more hair with significantly more density than men who did not. The problem is it was a small study, only about 20 people. Another found that it helped knee osteoarthritis pain by injecting those as opposed to saline. Another study in 2014 found it did help with a chronic patellar tendinopathy, or your kneecap tendon. So these, I don't want to, just because I think these vampire facials are stupid, I don't want to knock PRP. PRP is fascinating. It's just I would not be rubbing blood on the face or injecting it into the face. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in New Bern, North Carolina, visiting a North Carolina aid distribution center. Now, before the president left, he spoke to reporters regarding Judge Kavanaugh and the allegations against him.
I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump surveying the damage in North Carolina, where at least 343,000 people are still without power. The woman who helped her husband kidnap Elizabeth Smart in 2002 has been released from prison. Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars. Her husband remains in prison serving a life sentence for Smart's abduction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And again, big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. I am very honored to support Danny Tarkanian, who is running for the 3rd Congressional District in my neck of the woods in Nevada. I'm going to be holding an event this weekend for him, and if anybody wants to come or support him, please contact us at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. All right. It's going to be a rough weekend, though. An immensely powerful hurricane is heading towards Carolinas. Hurricane Florence. It has slowed its approach to the East Coast on Wednesday. Expect to take a dangerous turn south and then stall along the North Carolina and South Carolina coast, according to USA Today. It is going to bombard the area with torrential rain, high winds, and deadly storm surge beginning Thursday, lasting through Saturday at least. So the center of the storm, they say it may not technically make landfall until late Saturday or Sunday, but We're already seeing the rain rings, the outer rings, start to come in. And a lot of, it's going to be offshore for an extended period of time. So just like Katrina, we'll be able to still gain a lot of moisture. Won't weaken. Usually these storms weaken once they make landfall because they can't pick up a lot of moisture. But when they hover, and they hover partially over the ocean, that's a problem. They say Florence is a mammoth Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 130 miles per hour, expected to reach Carolinas overnight in the next couple days. More than a million people have been ordered to evacuate coastal areas. The National Weather Service in Wilmington, North Carolina, said the latest models show Florence reaching a ridge building over the eastern U.S., stalling and then moving into South Carolina. The office warned that Florence will likely be the storm of a lifetime for portions off the Carolina coast. So, they say the slowdown could be the storm essentially will sit on the coast, dumping 20 to 30 inches of rain on some coastal areas. They even think some 40-inch totals are possible. They say hurricane winds could linger for 24 hours or more. That could definitely sweep away trees, power lines, then you start getting mudslides. So FEMA's Jeff Byard say this is not going to be a glancing blow. This is going to be a, quote, Mike Tyson punch to the Carolina coast. So the storm, as of earlier today, was located about 485 miles southeast of Wilmington, 520 miles east-southeast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, moving northwest at 15 miles per hour. Florence is still forecast to make landfall there, but originally they thought it was going to move north. I believe Maryland even and Virginia had declared states of emergency. So the NHC track has been adjusted southward. An additional southward adjustment has been added. So, you know, people are being told to leave, to get out. I remember, was it Chris Christie? Somebody was actually cussing when, was it Superstorm Sandy? One of the storms was coming. And it was in Jersey, or might have been another area where the governor or mayor was like, guys, he was just like, get the blank out. I mean, it was, you know, the problem is people, I get it. It's easy for me in Nevada. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's still hot, still triple-digit temperature. It's easy for me to say, guys, need to evacuate, go, evacuate, please run, Godspeed. It's so easy for me to say, because I get to go to work. I get to come back to my home. I have my cats and my dogs, my kids, their school isn't disrupted. But you have people where there's a storm coming, right? Maybe they don't have money for a hotel. Maybe they really weren't anticipating adding extra money to their, car travel and gas, and now having to figure out packing up food and So it's not the easiest thing to evacuate. You need to. You live in an area where it's dangerous. You have to. But you have some people that say, you know what? My house is strong. I can batter out the winds and the rain. The problem is if you become a victim. That now puts first responders at risk, and it puts other people at risk. You know, they even were saying that in terms of 911 calls, do not call 911 if it's not an emergency. If your house is flooding, that's not an emergency. You don't need to call 911. Now, if the floodwaters are rising and you can be at risk of drowning, then, I mean, the average person, though, isn't going to wait for that. They're going to freak out if water is pouring into their house. They've seen enough movies where water comes in, they don't think they're going to be able to breathe. So, you know, 911 operators could really do with less calls during this time, because if there are some people that couldn't evacuate, they need to be able to, you know, help them. So, we'll keep you guys posted, but the forecast for the next 72 hours does not look good. Somebody asked about air travel. From what we understand, 575 flights have been canceled starting tomorrow, today, through Friday. That's according to Flight Aware, the flight tracking service. Amtrak has canceled some trains, modified service. Trump, of course, telling everybody to be safe. We'll keep you guys posted. Scary, scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Zimbabwe has declared a state of emergency after a cholera outbreak claims 20 lives. You get cholera by contaminated drinking water. Apparently, they said they've declared a state of emergency
in the capital of Harare. 20 people died, 2,000 people infected because of contaminated drinking water. The government has also shut schools, banned the sale of meat and fish by vendors in affected areas, according to the new health minister, Obadiah Moyo. Police are expected to enforce the ban. So they are declaring the state of emergency. They say that will enable us to contain the cholera, the typhoid, and whatever is going on. But they do not want any further deaths. And the outbreak, I guess, resulted from burst sewers. This happened in the high-density suburbs of Budariro and Glenview. It has spread to four other provinces, according to local media. Harare City Council has long struggled, I guess, with the water supply. And they have antiquated equipment. The infrastructure often forces residents to drink water from boreholes and open wells. They say some households have been without water for nearly two decades. So to curb the spread of the disease, the health ministry has urged the public to avoid unlicensed food premises, not to urinate or defecate in the open. The government has also begun sending public service messages by text message. See, the average person that has to defecate outside probably doesn't have a cell phone. These text messages also offer tips on how to avoid cholera and typhoid and when to go to the clinic. So they need drinking water from UN agencies, private companies. The World Health Organization is also going to help. They'll even start a vaccination program. So it's bad. Was it in Haiti that also had a huge cholera epidemic? I need to look that up. But the World Health Organization has made a pledge that they are going to target 90% reduction in the number of cholera deaths by the year 2030. That would take nations to use the oral cholera vaccine. We do have a vaccine. And to work on giving people proper infrastructure with their water system. You know, it's interesting. It's people don't realize that this cholera causes 140,000 people to die every single year. There are up to 4 million cases. And it seems to happen a lot in Africa. Eight African countries have been dealing with outbreaks. Algeria recently suffered an outbreak. That was for the first time in 20 years. You also have West Africa's Lake Chad Basin. That includes Nigeria, Niger, Mali, Cameroon. It's not an easy time. Africa's definitely having a hard time. I believe the Ebola death toll in the Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the latest number is of yesterday. It has claimed up to 90 lives. Still, they're battling a lot of issues like insurgents that are preventing people from getting into the area. This latest outbreak has been going on since August 1. They do believe that the transmission is slowing down. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Tune in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is pretty frightening. Oregon Health and Science University is going to lose their last cardiologist on its heart transplant team. This is the fourth physician to announce their departure. And it is leaving Oregon, the whole state of Oregon, without a facility that could perform heart transplants.
They currently have a wait list of about 20 people. They've lost all the cardiologists on their heart transplant team. And I think they all did this within a month. We don't know why this last one is leaving. The Portland Hospital notified patients and staff this week that it would not evaluate new transplant candidates. They would not accept donor hearts or perform any transplant surgeries for 14 days because three of the four cardiologists had left or would leave by the end of September. That was not enough to safely provide post-operative care for patients who receive hearts, because you always need a backup physician. And now the last one is leaving. So at the time, Chief Medical Officer for OHSU Healthcare, Renee Edwards, said that there would be one person left to follow up with patients who had received new hearts before the suspension was announced. And now that doctor's leaving. OHSU did not disclose why she is. OHSU is the only facility in the state that performs heart transplants. So patients are now going to have to travel to Seattle or San Francisco to get their new hearts. The OHSU spokeswoman said the hospital has started to help people transfer to other transplant centers, including the University of Washington. Edwards said Monday that management is going to use the 14-day period to try to recruit new doctors to the heart transplant team. You think you're going to get a new doctor in 14 days? If the suspension lasts longer, she said patients will be notified. Other hospitals that have taken the step needed several months to several years to restart the programs. It could take that, and I'll tell you why. Apparently, OHSU started performing heart transplants in 2000. Oh, no. They performed 30 in 2017, so that almost doubled from 18 in 2016. They say 3,900 people are awaiting new hearts on the national transplant list. I guess a patient's position on the list is based on how well he or she matches with a donor, how sick they are, how many donors versus patients are in the area. Anybody who needs a liver transplant or kidney transplant, not affected by the suspension because these are the heart transplant doctors. So, whoa, what the heck is going on in that hospital? Why did these people leave? What's going on here? So, a few things, okay? There was some talk about a few months ago that there were some issues and some disgruntled cardiologists and they had to leave. And there's a lot of reasons for disgruntledness, and I understand why things happen and people leave. Remember, we're already dealing with a profession that has been browbeaten up one side the butt and down the other with Obamacare. You have doctors that are now being told what to do by non-doctors, and sometimes that really does interfere with the art of medicine. You have an overwork underpaid sort of mentality in medicine these days, and I was there. I never thought I would say that, because I always thought whatever I was making was still more than I saw growing up poor. I was like, wow, no, this is, I'm never going to complain. But then when you start looking at the liability and the hours and it just aging you and taking you away from your family, yeah, I'm going to say something if I'm overworked and underpaid. So it seems to me, and again, I can't say for sure, but you have one doctor that remained, didn't leave with the others. But for her to feel forced to go, even though they're not saying the reason, if you can't do your work because there's no other transplant doctors, if you're now stuck with all the follow-up, here's somebody that never had any intention of leaving and leaves. Now, some people will say, well, that's these doctors, well, that's mean. They left, and they left all these patients, you know, in the lurch. Well, we doctors dedicate our lives. We dedicate our lives to people. I mean, we were in training for years. It was, what, after high school, 11 years on top of that. And still, I give of myself freely all the time. I am giving free advice and putting liability on the line, and I'm spending time talking and counseling and consoling at all hours of the day. You do that all the time. And at some point, you're done. You have to.
You know, I can't tell you how much my family have suffered and how much they had to sacrifice because of what I needed to do for patients. Or I get sick from the patient, then I bring it home to them. You know, the family of a doctor is not very, it's not, you know, very rewarding. People may think it is, but, you know, they never see mom. Mom splits her energy and her devotion up between family and patients. My patients will come first, always. If I got called at 10 o'clock at night, I can't not take the call from the patient. I have to. And so you know, at some point, doctors say, I'm done. Some point, they retire. I mean, they're humans. They could retire. So, you know, when people require a transplant, that is a very, very rigorous, extensive, complex process. And these patients need to have doctors that are going to be with them for the long haul. You know, especially when we're talking about a heart. And so, you know, why don't we have enough transplant doctors? Now, 14 days, is that enough? No. The problem with medicine and states is, if let's say somebody from Oregon said, Dr. Dahlia, we need you. Come up here and help. I can't. I'm not licensed to practice medicine in Oregon. If I did, I'd get in trouble. I'm not allowed to practice medicine in Oregon, no. I don't have a license. I don't have malpractice insurance to protect me. So I can't go to Oregon and help. So they need to recruit people and then go through the long, laborious process of getting them licensed through a state. And I get why each state has a medical board. But what I don't understand is, if you are a licensed doctor in good standing in California, why can't you come to Arizona? Why can't you come to Utah? Now, I do get the flip side. We saw this with Dennis. All of a sudden, once the floodgates open, now you have three dentists on every corner. So I you know, whereas before, when the board was a little bit more restrictive, you couldn't get in with a dentist. There were no dentists available. So I see why, you know, there has to be a balance. But getting somebody in that can perform these things, you would probably maybe have to ask the medical board for a temporary license, you know, allowing a doctor to come in and do what they need to do. Now, I mean, if you do transplants in one hospital, you could do transplants in another hospital. That hospital better follow the same protocol. They better follow the same follow-up. I mean, you know, you're going to be a little grumpy if things don't go exactly the way you want them to. But usually the equipment is there, and so, you know, a hospital is a multifaceted, you know, little city in and of itself. But you could transplant a heart doctor into that. So, sorry for the pun. So, I mean, Godspeed for, you know, people in Oregon, but that is some scary, scary stuff. I mean, we just, and I'm not saying, well, you know, we take doctors for granted and we got to be nice to our doctors. But you guys need to understand that at some point, someone's going to say, to heck with this. And then we're all screwed. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.